This is an RNIB talking book.
Andrina and Other Stories by George Mackay Brown.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Andrina and Other Stories, Michael Surfax, Whaler. The whale rose lazily, as if to get a better view of the horizon. The harpoons in its flank, the two boats full of men, it seemed quite unaware of. Another harpoon, flung by Isbister, skidded off its gleaming hide and raised a little silver fountain from the sea. From far away, a thin voice came shivering over the water.
Put about! Come back!
The whale seemed to hear this voice. It turned for a second or two from its reading of the horizon, and it seemed to Bronski at the tiller of the first boat that a light of understanding broke across the vast, blunt forehead. Then it plunged. 200 tons of salt water hit the Fergus and the Odins. The Fergus was overwhelmed. Wallace, who was on his feet, braced and ready to cast another harpoon, was flung in an arc athwart the sudden surging hill of water. The others were swamped. From the Odins could be seen heads bobbing among whirls of green water and chunks of ice.
I told you! Come back!
Came the insect voice from another world. The Odins survived the massive onset. Only Lisk was thrown out and never seen again. The five